This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Remember years ago, we did a thing called Slacker and Steve's Finishing School? Do you remember what that was?
That was to help out ladies.
It was.
Yeah.
Wait, I've never even heard of this.
Oh, it was really cool. Somebody called in and complained. It was like they couldn't walk in high heels. They were like, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I keep having to do these, like, nice events, and, like, I don't know how to walk in high... Like, nobody taught them how to walk in high heels. So I think we went to,
got a venue.
Like, Fleming Steakhouse or something.
Yeah.
And then we had...
Jeans party.
Like, we had so many different things on, like, how to do your makeup, how to walk in high heels. And we had, like, models and different people showing you how to do just all these different things. I think it's going to seem strange, my little transition here, but I want to do the exact same thing at a grocery store, where we just bring a whole bunch of people in, and I teach them how to stop being dumbasses.
And I'll help you with that.
Slacker and Steve's grocery
games. Okay, guys, I got that.
Guys?
No, like, you can be the traffic cop. You can show people, like, hey, look, these aisles going this way are the I-25s.
Right.
These aisles going
Side
this way
street, little.
Like, these are like named Alcott.
They're
or
nice.
Potomac
nice.
If you're a T-hack.
Well, I would enroll in this. I need the help from both of you, apparently, because you won't let me learn on my own.
We were just talking about grocery store etiquette, and Steve has come up with a plan. First things first.
Brilliant.
Your plan is dumb.
Brilliant.
No, it's dumb. Tell everybody your plan.
Okay, instead of taking your cart down the aisle... You leave your
car. Hold on, by aisle, are these side streets?
Yes, the side streets. And instead of taking them down the side street, you leave them at the end cap. You walk down the aisle, grab the items you need. You got them here. You walk back to your cart, bing, and you flee.
So you want me to get out of my car on I-25, walk down to the side street, grab my items, carry them all close to my chest, walk back onto the highway, and then get in my car, and then try to merge. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
So she used your side street I-25 argument to just derail your whole plan.
No.
In your world, you're doing this at 10 o'clock at night.
I am. When
there's
around.
Not a lot of traffic.
You're right.
I go when there's a lot of people. And yeah, I'm tired of the congestion on I-25. But it would be worse if there was just a pile of like broken dreams that all the end caps would just be like a pile of Cessnas around a radio tower that light is burnt out on.
I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like,
but there's room. There is room there.
There's not enough
room. There's more room on the side streets.
Yeah, let all the carts go there, but you can't have a T-hack in the aisle going, where's Tabasco? Like, because if you don't know where the Tabasco is, then maybe park your cart and do one walk by. The parking is for the dumbasses. Like T-Hack.
Okay.
But for those of us who know what we're doing.
I'm going to get yelled at either way.
No.
I'm either in the way or no, your cart's in the way.
No, just keep walking. Walk. Don't leave your cart parked there for too long. Just like your neighborhood. If it's parked there overnight, it's going to get tagged and we're going to take it away. You have to start over shopping.
Chalk the tires.
Yes, I will chalk your stupid tire.
Put a boot on it.
There's Tia.
He would.
I just need milk. I swear to God, I know this sounds like I'm such a narcissist. It's like somebody gets a copy of my grocery list and then puts people in front of the things that I'm going to buy, and they're all T-Hacks. They're all like,
Wait, no.
Has anyone gone grocery shopping with T-Hack? Are we sure he's...
He admitted it. He's like, how will I learn what to buy?
He doesn't have a lot of confidence. I feel like he's not as bad as he thinks.
I think he's terrible at it because his tastes are zero. But
exactly. So he buys the same thing over and over. He knows
where they are. Like, I think A-Hack probably does the bulk of the heavy lifting at King Soopers. And, like, then when it's like, Hack, I just need you to pick up. Leo likes those little yogurt things that melt in your mouth. And there he is in the baby aisle. And, like, trust me, because I know where crap is. And I remember, kids melting down in the car, and I just need some of those things. And there's a T-Hack dad going like, does he want raspberry? Or does he want it? I'm like, pick a flavor and move!
The only way to learn is through trial and error. I gotta experience it. I gotta get my feet dirty, and then I got you breathing down my neck. Get out of the way!
You can't stand there to learn. Like, can you imagine?
I don't understand how you can be Steve in this situation. Like, you always yell at him for his pretentious driving, right? And you are the pretentious driver now.
It at a grocery store
no roads.
No, there are roads, and Steve's analogies aren't great on the grocery store thing, but I'm sticking with him so I at least have one ally in
the
room.
Thank you.
Yeah, you get Steve. Congratulations.
I know, it's not great. Not happy with my choices.
Yeah, you can have him.
I guess my point is, like, let's say you go to the rec center to do a little pickup game 4-on-4 with some of your friends.
Okay.
And there is me standing in front of the hoop going, puh, and just hitting the basketball against the rim, and it's flying back at me, and I just keep going like that, and you're like, yeah, and I'm like, how am I going to learn? Just let me stand here and hit the ball against the backboard for the next 40 minutes.
I know how to sell. Just come shop at my time that I go
no!
to.
No!
We'll have the place to ourselves.
You can. Well, there's a time for practicing.
Okay.
But when there's big boys needing to get their yogurt melts.
I'm a big man.
But maybe I enjoy, it's a nice community grocery store. I see my neighbors. I wave. I might stop and have a conversation.
I'm out.
What's wrong
with
that?
That's the worst kind of person.
You hate your neighbors?
My ex-wife was you.
Are you not a pillar of the community?
No,
I don't understand.
Nope. My ex-wife was you. I go to the store to buy things. She went to the store to shop.
There it is.
It is a different vibe. If you're there to shop, you don't get a cart. Then maybe you can walk around with your camera and take pictures of what you might want to buy later, and then you can zig and zag out of the carts. But those of us who are shopping, get out of our way. We know exactly what we want, and when you're standing there going, I can't tell the difference between 7-grain wheat and 12-grain wheat. It's 5 grains! That's the difference!
But I don't.
Do you want 7 or do you want 12? Pick one and move!
Well, I don't know what either of those mean.
Great! Take pictures and decide outside! You can't, I can't do it anymore.
I don't want to get out of your way. Maybe I want to stop and have a conversation with you, neighbor.
Dude, I triple dog dare you to come to the
store. Watch that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.